Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Tavern Still. I'm Mark Carmen from CHGO Bears.
And I'm Luke Stuckmeyer from CHGO Cubs.
CHGO Tavern Style, proudly presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Avenue location and call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. The Bears are drafting this week. The draft is Thursday and Friday and Saturday. We're talking about Thursday. We're talking about Marvin Harrison Jr., Luke, who may be there, who's definitely going to be there at four, I would think, will maybe be there at five, and could even slip past that. And the question is, should the Bears go up and get Marvin? Where are you at?
Well, there's no way he's there at nine.
That's correct.
We would agree with that. I get the goosebumps just that the draft is here. It is. As a Bears fan, the goosebumps are there. Should they go up and get him? No. And it hurts me to say that because he might be the best player in the draft, right? Like some of the experts, the Carms of the world, are telling me he's the best player in the draft.
Many have said it. It's true. Hall of Fame wide receiver.
But I've also been told this is the deepest draft for wide receivers.
You have been
and
told that.
I saw Puka play last year, and I was like, well, that guy could have been drafted number three or four.
Right, but we drafted Tyler Scott.
Okay. And so I it's not a guarantee, and there's... If it's Neighbors or it's Adunze, I don't believe from what I've seen, and I don't prove to be an expert in drafting, I'm told there's not that much separation between those guys. So if you don't have to give up anything and you still might get Adunze at nine, then you don't want to give up. When you only have four picks, you can't move up to get them. I just don't see any way that it happens.
So they got 2 second-rounders next year, and my scenario here is that somehow, some way, this goes the way all these draft experts are saying: quarterback, 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 quarterback. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Arizona's trading out, and they're getting as many picks as they can possibly get. And now the Chargers are sitting there at five, and Jim Harbaugh wants to build on the interior.
Takes Notre Dame lineman,
and so he's willing to trade out. And now the Bears have this opportunity. Look, how good do you think Caleb Williams is going to be?
Well, I mean, it's not how good I think he could be. It's how good you need him to be. So, like, what I don't want to see them do is draft a defensive player. I want more offense. You've given enough resources to that defense. Your coach is a defensive guy. Give it to somebody on the offense. Give Caleb everything he needs. And your two veteran wide receivers, who appear to be the best wide receiver combo they've had maybe ever, they're getting older. So you have to have that next generation coming in.
Right.
So in that way, I don't disagree with it. I just don't see it happening.
Well, right. I'm trickling to my ultimate decision here.
Okay. Oh, you haven't decided.
I'm trying to lean into it slowly. I'm doing some good foreplay here. We've just taken the shirt off. We're about to get to the fun part. Listen, here is the point.
Keep your shirt on, please. I've seen it.
We'll stay PG on the show.
When they went to the Super Bowl, shirts were off.
I think
you just said it, so I wasn't sure.
We saw it,
okay. Luke. I think
the nipple, just one.
Okay. I think solo. Luke. I think Caleb's the guy. I think he.
Okay,
is the
well,
dude.
Let's hope so. They're taking him number one.
All right. So I think if you give the guy a Hall of Fame wide receiver,
well, if you can give Peyton Manning his Marvin Harrison, yes,
you have an opportunity to do it. He's sitting there for you. Could be.
I don't disagree with it. I'm just saying I think it's unlikely. And what if Marvin Harrison happens to be Rome Odunze? or right. neighbors, and you don't have to give up anything to get him.
But
what if there's three Marvin Harrisons in the draft?
I've seen Marvin Harrison run precise routes. I've seen him go up high, catch the ball.
I agree. He's the best receiver in the group.
I mean,
safest bet of the bunch.
You are making a safe bet on a stud to pair with Caleb, who's been eating the same.
And you're going to give up what, a second round pick next year?
Yeah. I'm not going to trade the farm, but if I can go up for a second round pick next year and even our fourth rounder this year, last 122, I'm in.
Oh, man. So now you only got.
Three
picks the whole draft?
But Borracho's on Wheat Street, and we've got Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr., and I don't care who they get at 75. That is a sick day. Stop by Salerno's on Tap, located at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago's West Town. Enjoy our tavern-style pizza, ice-cold beers. Whether you're headed to the game, which you're not doing right now, Bulls and Blackhawks are done, or want to watch it live on our big screen TVs or watching from home, we've got you covered. Go to SalernosPizza.com or call 312-666-3444. Mention CHGO and you get half off your pizza. And you get Marvin Harrison Jr. Bears? The Cubs are kind of good.
I don't want them trading out of that pick. I don't. They got a top 10 pick.
Okay. So, last one.
Two of them.
Yeah. Your bet. What do they do? Trade, down, up, or stick?
They stick and they get one of the wide receivers.
Okay, I actually think they're trading down and they're going to draft a lineman. Don't do that. Just go up and get Marvin.
Y'all silly like the mayor.